this week's AP Religion Roundup. The religious debate over in vitro fertilization reaches the public square as couples wrestle with the ethical dilemma surrounding the procedure.
And this was a photo of them right before they transferred them inside me.
Amanda Visser of Sterling, Colorado, pages through a baby scrapbook for her twin sons.
Not very many people get pictures of themselves when they're 5 days after fertilization, but our boys have that.
When she and her husband Ryan faced infertility after having a child naturally 14 years ago, they felt uncomfortable about in vitro fertilization.
I went to a Baptist church growing up and then a non-denominational church. We always have been pro-life. My parents raised us to believe that life begins at conception, and a baby in the womb is just as valuable as a baby outside the womb.
They fostered and adopted two children. Later, they heard about a program for embryo adoption, a process that treats embryos like children in need of a home.
Jackson.
Now, two of their adopted embryos became their twin boys.
I hold my six-month-old baby boys and go one day back, and tell me at what point there wasn't life there, human life there, you know, even in the freezer.
Ryan Visser says he was initially uncomfortable with IVF, saying it was too much, like playing God. Now he has a different perspective.
I don't know that there necessarily needs to be more regulation about IVF, but perhaps more education.
For many evangelicals and other Christians, IVF can be problematic. Some call it inherently unnatural, while others raise concerns about the dignity of human embryos. The religious controversy over IVF reached the public square in Alabama, where the state Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos have the legal status of children. Concerns about IVF's future also prompted U.S. senators from both parties to propose bills aiming to protect the procedure nationwide.
Did you have a good nap?
Amanda Visser says adopting IVF embryos aligned with her values and her desire to build a family.
They're all our children, regardless of how they came into our family.
I'm Walter Ratliff.